Hello and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances. I'll be your hostess. Hello and welcome to episode 135, the Getting Arty With It episode. I just made that up off the top of my head. I don't know if that's really what this episode is called. It's called, but something like that. I've been doing some art. I've been trying applique with my own patterns, and I will talk about that and how I always do everything sort of backwards. I need classes. I need order. I need someone holding my hand, but I don't always get that. So you know what? I just make it up as I go along, but I'm having fun and I hope you are too. It is Friday, February 7th. The sun is shining. Yay. Cause we've had a couple days where the sun has not been shining and I do not complain about the weather, but it's been a little dreary. Although I use my sad box, well, my sad lamp religiously every morning for 30 minutes. And that makes a huge difference, but I think it was Wednesday, where it's just the third day of overcast weather and then cold rain. And I was just like, oh my goodness, February, such a long month for such a short month. But yes, and Kelly the Fifth, we're doing our best to send the rain your way out there in California. Boy, I wish you guys would get some. Anyway, all is well, all is good. It is Friday, yay. And I'm going to do a library visit tomorrow in Goldsboro, which is an hour and a half southeast of here. And other than that, I hope to be creative and watch the Olympics. Although, you know, I'm not against snowboarding being in the Olympics. These people look like amazing athletes. I don't find it that interesting. I think they're getting maybe a little too X game-ish with the Olympics in general. But the skating, the skating. I'm very excited because I'm going to go over to the library before I pick up Will and get the new Anna Quinlan novel that is on hold for me. And of course, I can't think of what it's called, so I will look it up while I am talking. You might hear a little bit of clicking. And I also have some quilty books on hold, some new ones. Sometimes it's very fun to go into the library and just do a search on quilts or quilting and do it by descending date of publication. And then you get all kinds of, you see what the latest books are that the library has picked up. I am getting, okay, so the Anna Quinlan is called Still Life with Breadcrumbs, and it's got nice reviews. I like her novels very much. I think she's a good novelist, and she tends to write about women's lives, and I always like reading about women's lives. I have on hold Lost Lake. Who was it? I think it was Barbara, who's the one who told me that Sarah Addison Allen had a new book out, and it is out. And I don't know, I wonder if Jay has read that yet, because she's the one who got me into Sarah Addison Allen. And this is, I think, just perfect Sarah Addison Allen weather or time of year. Although today is nice. Well, today is nice, and so it makes you think of gardening. And it's actually time to do some planting here in North Carolina, but the man and I have to build a fence. So we're hoping we're going to get a nice day in the middle of next week, and the man can take the day off, and we can build a fence. Not a complicated fence, but just one, a rabbit-proof fence, so that we can plant our peas and our sugar snaps. If we don't have the fence, the rabbits really got my garden this winter, as I think I've told you, so we've got to do that. But anyway, but reading Sarah Addison Allen, I don't know, she just makes me think of gardens and magical things and what have you. So I think she's perfect. I am like 60th on the waiting list for her book, but there are a couple of her books that I have not read. So I'm hoping that when I go to the library today, I'm going to get the Anna Quinlan, and I may pick up one of her older books that I have not read. I also have Monkey Wrench by Terry Thayer on hold. I'm going to be picking that up, and that is a quilting book of a novel that has quilting at its heart. And I can't remember where, so it came out in 2012, and the summary is, with 2 weeks left before the annual Quilters Crawl, Dewey Pelicano is excited to showcase her quilt shop after a four-year absence from the crawl. Quilters from all over visit as many quilting shops as they can within a short time. But Dewey's giveaway planning and Twitter promotion are cut short when her assistant manager, Vanjie, is implicated in her boyfriend's untimely demise following a protest against a campus drug bust. So it's a mystery. mystery. I hope it's good. You know, there are, as we know, several quilting mystery series, and for the most part, they are good. So fingers crossed, but that is on hold for me, as well as, let's see, let me get back to that page. The Art of Quilting, which is a DVD. It's a production of Wisconsin Public Television. And I think I've had that out before, but was only somewhat interested because I think it is about art quilts. And at the time I was, you know, wasn't an art quilter yet. And of course now in this past week I've been transformed. Yeah. Anyway, I've got Secrets of Digital Quilting from Camera to Quilt, 8 Projects, 25 Techniques, embellished with paints, inks, and more by Laura Schwartz Smith and Kirby C. Smith. I don't know what that's about, but I'm just interested. I have In Transit from another library, the Best Ever Appliqué Sampler from Peace O' Cake Designs. So we'll see what that's like. The cover is really cool looking. And that is what I have waiting for me at the library. So a lot of good quilty reading, as well as a new Anna Quinlan novel. And I'm pretty sure I talk about someplace in this episode about a book I'm reading called The Unwinding, which was a National Book Award winner for nonfiction 2013 that I'm really, really enjoying. Okay, so this is like my latest weirdness. So I'm doing the Fitbit. If you're not doing Fitbit, and you want to join in, I really like it. First of all, I have lost 5 pounds in the last month. Yay! And I think the Fitbit helps, because I am right now walking about 5 miles a day, some of which is part of, you know, walking with Travis. We probably walk a couple miles every day. I wish, you know, after a couple miles, he's just kind of ready to come home. He's a little dog, so, and I don't want to push him too much. So, and sometimes we take 2 walks a day, which we might do today since it's so nice. So I get my steps in that way, but I'm trying to get 5 miles, which is close to 12,000 steps. And so I end up after dinner dancing and walking around in circles in my house, and I've learned how to walk and read, and so which is really good. And the man last night was like, I'm really surprised you don't get motion sick, because I get motion sickness really easily. But you know, when you are controlling the motion, you're much less likely to get motion sickness. So like when I drive the car up in the mountains, I don't get motion sickness. But if the man is driving, then I do. Not all the time, but I really can. So I've learned to walk and read. And, you know, sometimes I run, which, you know, just for a little bit, or jog. Running is really a gross exaggeration of what I'm doing, but I jog. And it's fun. And, you know, my whole goal is catching up with Terry. And that's impossible, because she's just told me she runs 6 miles a day. I'm never, ever catching up with Terry, ever. But it's kind of fun to have that, you know, her ahead of me and going, one day, I'll get a little closer to Terry. Anyway, so I'm enjoying the Fitbit, and I'm enjoying having, having this little pedometer in my pocket, and for some reason it really encourages me. And then I also go online and record my calories. And, you know, I don't believe that weight loss is an exact science, and I don't think calories in and calories out is an exact science either. You know, I'm a believer in low carbs. I keep my carbs during the week, usually around 60, sometimes fewer. And then on the weekends, I go a little higher, but I don't go over 100. I don't want to go low carb, because I like beans and I like fruit. And I think you can just kind of get too monochromatic or mono something with your diet. But I think there's something to that. But I am finding that it's good for me just to record what I eat and keep an eye on how many carbs I'm eating. And of course, if you're trying to keep your carbs low, you will keep your sugar very low. So that's good. So it's good just to kind of be honest with myself about what I'm putting in my mouth. And also, I do think that the exercise is really helping. So I have been inspired, of course, not only by Terry and all her millions of steps that she takes every day, but of course, Pam over at Hip to Be a Square. She has proven an inspiration to us all. So I don't know that I have anything else to say to you in this introduction. I mean, no, I have millions of other things to say to you. I don't know how much more you'll be willing to listen to. So we should probably get to the Quilt Diaries. I do want to say thank you to the people who have comments. I didn't get a ton. Was I really boring last time? I understand. I might be. Sometimes I think people probably just give up on me and go, golly, just, you know, do something in a straight line. But I'm not a straight line person. Okay, so let me see. Where did I... on my comments... I mean, I appreciate very much the comments, and I know many of you commented in your head, even if it was just to say, "Wow, just get to the point, please." Thank you to Sally H. I got very nice comments about the Circle of Geese blocks that I put up, and heard from Sally H. saying very fun blocks. Thank you, and heard from Debbie who loves paper piecing. I do too. I'm like really into paper piecing. I'm into everything. Heard from Kelly the Fifth and wants to know, did we get snow? We did, and I don't know if I talked about it this time around or not, but we did. We got 2 inches of snow last Wednesday. I think I did talk about it because I think I talked about the fact we were out of school for 2 days. And I know if you live in the Northeast, haha, very funny, the Southerners, but we don't have the equipment to deal with it, believe you me. And this stuff, what happens in the South too, it may happen in the North, but what happens in the South is during the day, it warms up just enough, the stuff starts to melt, and then it gets cold at night, and then it all turns into ice. And that's why it gets really dangerous here. So, yes, but we did get snow. It was pretty. It was not good for playing in. It was really powdery. So, I guess if we had skis, it might have been good for skiing. Anyway, I heard from Philippa or Philippa Aussie Pip, who I think is from Australia, and I think this is it may be one of the first times I've heard from you, so yay, thank you. And she likes it, she said, love the Circle of Geese block, and she must try it someday. You should, it's fun, you feel really good about yourself when you finish. Yes, and then she is in Australia because she's off to Brisbane and then to Sydney to see her family for the week. I hope you had a lovely visit. And then I heard from Quilton Jenny, and she wanted, and Quilton Jenny's down in Atlanta and wanted to know about the snow here. And we know about the snow in Atlanta because that really sounds horrible. And my friends in Birmingham too had such a hard time and got stuck out on the road and horrible, it just hit earlier than they thought it would. So, Jenny, I hope everything was okay for you. but yes, we did actually get snow. Yes, we did, even though the fork, I don't. Yeah, we did. Yes. So thank you, everyone who took the time to comment, and those of you who commented in your heads, you know who you are, and I appreciate you too. I do love getting comments and emails. You can come to my WordPress site, theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com, and that's where you will see the pictures. And you can also email me at F. Dowell, Dowell, at NC, as in North Carolina, NC.RR.com. All right, let's get on with the Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary Day 1. It's Thursday, January 30th, 2014. I'm looking out my window. I'm sitting here in the front room. There is snow on the ground. Nothing on the roads, but we don't have school. And to those of you living in the Northeast or the Midwest, or really any other part of the country that gets snow. I know you think we're silly down here in the South for closing everything for days and days when there's just a threat of snow or an inch of snow or, a powdery 2 inches, which is what we got. And I'm a little surprised about school being closed today, but the decision was made by both the officials at our fine school and the Durham Public Schools, which was that the roads were going to be icy this morning, which they were going to be. Some the snow, we got the snow Tuesday night, and of course there wasn't going to be school Wednesday. If there's any snow on the ground whatsoever, there is no school for the next 24 hours. But then, some of it melted or got slushy and then froze over last night, and the officials decided, listen, it's not going to melt until noon, and then why have school? School's out. My boys were very happy. I'm fine with it too. When they were little, I'd be like, man, no, get these children to school, get them out of my hair. But now they're pretty self-sufficient. Will needs a little guidance. He'll stick to the screens if you don't kind of go, all right, I mean, he's got limited computer time. But I found lately he tries to kind of sneak back on. Like he's very casual about it. Da da da, just gonna do a little bit more Madden football. Don't mind me. I've already done it for my hour, but thought it might take 20 more minutes. And then you have to go, no, you've done your time. And then, right now he's watching cartoons. And he's like, all right, watch cartoons, but I'm kicking you off pretty soon. Yeah. So, but once you do, then he goes up to his room and he puts on his audiobook and he putters and he plays Nerf basketball and he organizes his card collections, his baseball cards and his football cards, and he's good. He just needs that nudge, the way all of us when we're kind of involved in any sort of mildly addictive, stupefying behavior, like sitting in front of the TV. If someone just says, let's turn this off and go do something. Once you've been propelled in another direction, you're usually pretty good. Anyway, yesterday, I spent most of the day quilting at the Circle of Geese quilt. In fact, I'm very close. I have one little bit to do today, which is on the border. So here's what I did. I copied, which is so brilliant of me. You know, that's the thing. I think sometimes I feel like I've got to start fresh with every project, with every quilting project. But you know, I don't know enough about quilting yet. This is, I think, the time in my machine quilting education where I should just be copying what other people do. And then I can get original with it later. And it's not that I had any deep inclination or drive to be original. I just forgot about the copying part earlier in my machine quilting days. There's a lot I didn't understand. We don't know what we don't know, as we like to say around here at the Off-Kilter Quilt headquarters. So this quilt, the Circle of Geese, the quilting instructor, who I believe her name was Nicole, had posted pictures of her finished quilt, and so I was able to look at the quilting. And what she did was inside each circle, she did pebbling. And then on the outside, she did paisley. And so that's what I did. And it came out very nicely. And I spent a lot of time on Tuesday afternoon just sitting there and drawing paisley patterns. I mean, I filled up several sketchbook pages, which was really, really fun to do. And I watched some old Gilmore Girls and just drew and drew and drew. And for Christmas, the man gave me a set of rapidograph pens. He likes to encourage me creatively. It's one of those gifts. I was listening to Nisha's, I think her most recent episode, talking about her husband trying to figure out something great to give her for Christmas, and this whole thing about this is, he got her massages, I don't know if it was a massage a month kind of thing. But anyway, it turned out to be a little bit of a fiasco, and it was a funny story. But I was thinking about, you know, the husbands and how lovely they are when they try to get original at Christmas, and you're kind of going, oh, okay, thanks. You know, you could just get what's on the list. But no, so this was an original idea by the man. And I used to draw quite a bit and have always enjoyed doing little cartoons and things. And so he's just trying to encourage me in that direction. And it was one of those gifts where it was lovely and at the same time almost felt like, not a burden. I think burden is too strong of a word. But you're kind of like, oh, really? I don't really have time to do this now. But I do like rapidograph pens. If you're familiar with them, or if you're not familiar with them, they're just drawing pens with a variety of nibs, and you fill, and they have ink cartridges, and you fill the ink, and they are used by artists and cartoonists, and they're neat. And I don't know that I've ever had a complete set of rapidographs. I've had individual ones, and they're a lot of fun to draw with. And so I thought, well, you know, I'll get at the rapidographs and mess around with them while I'm doing the practicing the paisley pattern. And that was actually great, because they are wonderful pens to use if you like to draw, if you're tactile in that way, if you're a pen and ink and paper girl, which I very much am, although I type all my books on the computer. I do love pens and paper and the feeling of a really good pen on really good paper, etc., etc. And you know, I was looking at the Angela Walters book that my dad gave me on quilting, and you know, that's her big thing, is just draw. You know, the way that you get good at machine quilting is practicing, and that starts with drawing. So by the time I sat down to actually do the quilting, I felt like I really had the paisley thing down, and I felt much more in control than I have at other times when I have sat down to quilt. I have to say, quite a pleasure to quilt a small quilt. I couldn't tell you exactly what the measurements on this, but there's something like maybe 40 by 40 in that area, you know, so just a small quilt, very light, just not the usual problems with pulling and tugging. Although, you know, sometimes I just get going on something like, okay, I'm ready to go. I'm not even changing my needle. I was like, what size needle? I'm supposed to have some size needle. I don't know. And I broke one needle, but the the thread did break several times, and I was just like, I'm just dealing with it. I'm not going to stop now to actually look up and see what I should be doing. That's not the way to do it. I should stop and look things up, or before I even get started, sit down and take a refresher course on what kind of needle I should be using to do the machine quilting and blah, 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 blah. I just want to quilt. I decided, so with my instructor Circle of Geese, she just pieced the four blocks together, the four circles together, without any kind of without any borders, without any separation between the blocks. But I wanted a little bit, so I did. Is borders the right word for the stuff that goes in the middle? I guess. Anyway, my mind's at work. Watch out. But so I did between the blocks. It's like 2.5 inch borders. I feel like that's not the right word. I want to say interstices, but that's not the right word either. But anyway, so that's the separation. And then I also, on the outer borders, and the borders, they're just white. Everything's white. The whole background is white. I did also did 2.5 inch outer borders. And so I thought, how should I quilt the borders? And what I ended up doing, which I really like, are little blocks spaced about 4 inches apart. Just so, and there are two, like, I'd say 2 inch blocks, 2 inch squares of paisley quilting. And then 4 inches of just nothing, and then another little square of paisley quilting. And it looks kind of cool. I like it. There are probably, a million different ways you could have done it, but I like that. So last night, I got all the way to the last one. And of course, with the last one, I ended up sewing the quilt to itself. And it was 11 o'clock, and you should not be quilting at 11 o'clock, but I was like, oh, I'm almost done, I'm almost done. So I will finish that this afternoon. I'm about to go have lunch with my neighbor lady friends, Catherine and Amy. We are going to Pomegranate Kitchen, and should be good. I love Pomegranate Kitchen. It's Persian, the woman, and it's really, really good, and it smells really good. The rice does get stuck in my braces, so I will spend most of the lunch with my hand over my mouth. I can't wait to get my braces off. I think I say this every episode now, or I just say it all the time. So maybe if I haven't even said it on the episodes, I'm saying it all the time. They don't bother me. I'm just ready for them to be off, which will happen. I'm hoping. I had an orthodontist appointment on Monday, and I talked with my orthodontist about the fact that I will be turning 50 at the end of May, and wouldn't it be a neat birthday present to get my braces off right around then? And he said he thought it would, and he thought that was a real possibility. So it's happening, and it won't be that long. I mean, it's almost February, so we're really almost there. But it does when you go out to eat. I mean, all the time, even eating at home, it's like you finish eating and then you have to go get your water pick and blast everything out of your brackets, and that gets old. And also, I just can't wait to see my teeth unbraced. The other thing, and this is pure vanity, but photographs look really weird when you're smiling with braces. I think in real life it's fine, but in photographs, the braces just, it just becomes negative space, the whole inside. It's like you have no teeth or any, it's really weird looking. Yeah, I know, it's just vanity. Vanity, it's all vanity. All right, so brace. How do we get to brace? Oh, just I think I'm talking about, oh, today, going out to lunch with my neighbor lady friends, and then when I come back, finishing up the last little square of the border, of the outer border, for Circle of Geese, and then I've got several fabrics that would work for binding. I just have to see if I have enough. Part I thought, well, I could do like 5 inches or a foot. And I have all the fabrics from the little geese triangles, right? So I have all those, and so I don't know. That was a thought I had this morning, that if I don't have enough of one fabric, I could do lots of fabrics in a row. But now I'm thinking, no, let's just fingers crossed that I have enough of one single fabric to do the binding. It would be so fun to finish that up and hang it up. And I'm also hoping today is the day that I get my Chinese red from the Fat Quarter Shop, and then get that on my Irish chain. I'm really hoping by the end of this week, which is 2 days, And maybe by the end of the Super Bowl, I will have two finishes. And then it's the mosaic quilt, and that's just going to be a project, getting that all laid out and figured out. And I do, as I discussed last time, I still need to take in the machine, which I may do after I finish the quilting and the binding on these quilts. I talked about this last time. I'm not going into that all again. But anyway, I'm happy to be where I am with these quilts and two finishes early in the new year, and I still have lots more to do. And I think that's what I have to tell you. We've discussed snow days, we've discussed my quilting projects, we've discussed my braces. What else is there other than, oh, today is a good day. So it's Thursday, and 2 weeks ago today we got our flu shots. So now we are good, and if we get the flu, it's not my fault. It's not my fault. So the guilt factor is now removed. If we all get the flu and die, at least it's not my fault. We got our shots. The antibodies are in full effect. Yay. And we are really clean because I've very, very much focused on the hand washing thing. And in fact, amazingly, the boys got a little bug last week and I didn't get it. And that's because I do nothing but wash my hands. It's amazing I get anything else done. All right, I'm sure I will be back. Perhaps Saturday to tell you more. Why do I say that? I am sure I will be back. I'm not sure of anything, but my hope is I will be back in the next day or two to go, ta-da! Yay! Finish the quilts. Good. Yeah, so anyway, all right. I will be back soon. Quilt Diary Day 2. It's Tuesday, February 4th. It's cold, rainy day, not that we complain about the weather. And I know, Kelly the Fifth, you would like to have our rain, and I would like to give it to you. That is a worrisome thing, that drought in California. I don't know that we're drenched. I don't know that we're soggy here yet, but we had a very soggy spring last year, and I'm a little concerned. Our soggy spring turned into a soggy summer, and it was not a good year for tomatoes. So anyway, no, but I should not complain about our rain, should I? No, so I shan't, but it is cold. Not that I'm complaining about that either. Tomorrow it's going to be in the 60s. Very weird. Very weird. It's a strange times we live in. But let me tell you, pride, you've heard this, I'm sure, it goeth before a fall. So I believe in my last diary entry, I said something about how I was going to have all these finishes, and I was going to be like, ooh, I'm the finishing girl. And I did finish the circle of geese. I can't remember if I finished it when I spoke with you last. If I didn't, it's done now. Looks great on the wall. We'll have some pictures up for you to see. And I thought I'll get my fabric from whatchamacallit, Fat Quarter Shop, my Chinese red, the red that I need, and then I will bind that Irish chain quilt and have that done too. Two finishes, 1 week. I'm like Wide World of Sports here, quilting edition. But you know what? I got the Chinese red and it's not the right red. I don't know what to do. Well, actually, I have an idea. I may be binding this quilt with white. And you know, I'm looking at it, it won't kill it to be bound in white. I think especially because it's got the big cornerstone blocks at each corner. So I think it'll be okay. There's one more red possibility, and that would just be plain red, plain Kona red. The problem is I got this red a couple years ago. So I actually keep my receipts for my quilting materials. But I would be very surprised if I could find one from 2 years ago. And I do think that if I had it, that I think the Thimble Pleasures receipts do tell you like the name of the fabric that you've gotten. So, but I'd be surprised if I can find the receipt. My plan is to go to Thimble Pleasures on Saturday and take the Bernina to get serviced. And at that time, see if they have just the plain red Kona. I believe such a thing exists. What I've been seeing is the very red, the rich red, now the Chinese red, and we will see if there's just a regular red. I feel like the red I have that I used for the Irish chain must have come from Thimble Pleasures, and therefore, if it's a red solid, it must be a Kona solid. We shall see. But you know, the more I look at the quilt, the more I think I can bind it in white. You know, I try, it's like, oh, I have a red and white polka dot. I could just, like, no, that's not going to look right. No, but white, I'm turning my head. White will be fine. White might even be better than red. We don't know. We don't know, but I'm about ready to be done. I don't know why. Why now? Why am I ready now? I wasn't, you know, why is this suddenly a pressing problem? It's not really, but it would be nice. I'm so close is what it is. I'm so close. I had a great time quilting the circle of geese. See, now it's been almost a week since I last spoke with you, so I can't remember if I was in the process of quilting. But if I've said this before, let me say it again. So fun. Love the machine quilting. Love working with a small quilt. Oh, man, that is fun. Oh, I know I did. You know what? I think I talked about it because I was talking about quilting the borders, which it's weird to talk about borders when your borders are white and most of the fabric for your quilt is white. But they are borders. And my original plan, I think I talked about this, was to do, I thought this was going to look really cool. And it did look kind of cool, but was to do squares, paisley squares, sort of every 6 inches. And I did that, and then I bound the quilt, and then I took it upstairs, and using my 3M wall sticky clips, thank you, Sandy, at Quilting for the Rest of Us, best invention ever, hung it up, and I looked at it for a long time. And I thought, you know, I don't think that works. As cool as it looks, there's something almost, I don't know why I want to say, there's something just almost Chinese about these little squares of quilted paisleys. You know, and the squares are probably 2-inch squares. Would that be right? 2 or 3-inch squares, right? Probably 2-inch. Or 2.5-inch. Oh, shut up. Anyway, so the squares in and of themselves were cool looking, but it just didn't look right. And you know, when you look and you're trying to convince yourself it does look right, so you're not going to have to change it. And finally, I thought, you know, this is a really nice quilt, and I'm very pleased with it, and I'm very pleased with the quilting itself, and I'm obviously pleased with the geese. I'm going to go ahead and see if I can, without having to take off the binding, quilt the borders and just do paisley all around. And, you know, sure enough, I could do it. And I put it back. So I did it. I think I finished it. This was, I'm pretty sure, Friday night. And I came back down and finished it Friday night and put it back up and was a happy camper. And just automatics, like, oh, yes, that was the right thing to do. And the only thing is, when I woke up Saturday morning, I was looking at it and admiring it. And I realized that the way that I had placed the blocks, I'd had this whole scheme with the colors, and each block would be shifted. The colors would be shifted one turn clockwise. And somehow on one of the blocks, I messed that up. But, you know, it doesn't matter. The muggle certainly won't know, and I have to keep going. You know, it's very hard to look at 4 circles of colors and go, now what is off? And it's not like you look at it and go, oh, wow, she really messed up. So anyway, yeah, but I don't know how that happened. It's a mystery. Anyway, so I'm trying to think, what did I do this weekend? If I finished quilting, and did I start on another project? One thing. So I really want to do some applique. And I really want to draw my own patterns, which may be a bit ambitious. But I just thought, there's got to be a simple way to do that. Well, Will has been doing this thing. You know, Will's very into sports. And he's, I won't say he's into clothes. But he definitely, you know, well, he's into clothes, but he's into sports clothes. Like, all his gear is, like, you know, he wears a lot of jerseys or Nike shirts and the big basketball shorts and very cool socks. So, and he's very into color, as I've talked about before. And for some reason, on Saturday, he was doing some shoe design. And I think there, I don't, it may be Nike, where you can go on and mess around and make your own shoes and save the pictures. And he's done that before. But he started drawing his own shoes. And he did a nice job of the shoe shape and was messing around. And it gave me an idea for an easy applique project. And this is probably also because I am watching The introduction to art quilts with, I think her name, Wendy. I'm sorry, it's not in front of me, and she's very good, and so I will find out her name later and tell you. I do believe that she's, I think, a somewhat well-known art quilter, and it's a good class. I'm enjoying it, and so I got the idea. It's like, oh, Will could do design a shoe and draw it, and maybe we could scan it somehow, and then I could do a background, kind of do a patchwork, funky patchwork background, and then applique the shoe and the laces and all that stuff. And Will started to do it on, we have Adobe Illustrator, which I don't know how to use, and I don't think is a simple, easy thing. I was talking with a man about it this morning. I'm like, oh, do we have Illustrator for Dummies? And he's like, no, we need to get that. But he was started to explain to me, you know, the Illustrator. He's like, it's not just kind of like taking a pencil and drawing. There's, you know, algorithms or something. And the more you explain, it's like, yeah, this is probably not for me. And but Will, but what you can do with it, which is really cool, is layers. And so Will had drawn a really cool picture of a shoe and then scanned it into Illustrator and then was doing the layers. But something happened where he got frustrated, and I'm not sure what it was. I don't know if it was the man giving him too much instruction. I mean, he seems to know how to, Will seems to know how to use Illustrator, so I mean, I'm quite impressed. They do a lot of computer stuff at school, so maybe, I don't know how he knows how to do this, but he's kind of backed off on it, and I don't know why. He's such a funky little kid. He's a great kid, don't get me wrong, but he can get funky. And in fact, hold on, I need to yell at him. I just realized it's about 9:45, and of course, because I'm not there to bug him, and the man is at a hockey game tonight, the work gave his crew hockey tickets to the Hurricanes game. So anyway, yeah, not that the man ever sends Will to bed on time. I have to be the bad bedtime cop. Yes. So, but I thought that was a neat idea. And watching the introduction to art quilts, and this is of course a Craftsy course, gave me the idea for doing sort of a funky patchwork background. I haven't gotten very far in the course. I've done, there's, the introduction is fairly long, and I kind of skipped over it and then went back. And I thought, you know, I don't actually know what I'm doing with this stuff at all. Of course, me being me, I get excited and have lots of ideas and then think I can just wing it, and I can't. So now I've sat down and watched the first two lessons. The third lesson, interestingly enough, is on embellishing threads, which seems to me, I mean, and it's a short lesson. I actually have watched that, not closely, but I've had it on, and it's to me seems kind of not really putting the cart before the horse might be a little strong, but I don't know, and maybe just because I at this point had not given a lot of thought to the applique that I want to do. Using a lot of embellishing threads, although I could see that as being really fun, but to me it seems like a more distant endeavor. So anyway, so Will has stalled out on the shoe thing, which would have been great because it would have been such an easy, especially with the Illustrator and doing the layers. I'm like, wow, that's such a cool thing. But anyway, so I got this idea that I wanted to do a series. This is like, I'm just out of control. I thought, I'd like to do a series of like small quilts that, you know, like, I mean, really small, like 8x10 small posts, not, that's bigger than postcard. I would like, apparently in the beginner, the introduction to art quilts class, there is a section on postcard quilts. So I'm excited about that. I'll get in on one of Sandy over at Quilt Cabana Corners. She has these postcard swaps. And in fact, I think she's doing one now, although we may have passed the deadline for saying that we're in. But backing up. So I thought, oh, it'd be really cool to do a series of small quilts, mini quilts maybe, you could call them that, featuring women guitar players. Yes, why would I come? I don't know, because lately I've been listening to a lot of Pandora. In fact, even though I'm frugality girl and have cut off a lot of stuff, like monthly stuff that, you know, you can get for $3 a month, I don't care, I don't want it. And in fact, I have to say, January, I did a really good job. I I did not go to Target once. That is the trick. No Target. Didn't buy any books. I did buy two magazines, but that was it, and that's really good for me. But so back it up, back it up, back it up. Why am I telling you about saving money? Oh, so listening to Pandora, and I've been listening to it so much. You can get it for $4 a month, commercial free, and I'm like, wow, that might be a really good $4 a month, $4 well spent a month. But I'm having a great time with it. But one of my stations, you know, with Pandora, you make up your own stations. You say, oh, I want to listen to Gillian Welch and musicians like her. So, and I have all kinds of different stations, but I started doing it, started listening to Pandora again. I hadn't in a long time because I'm doing the Fitbit and trying to get in my 10,000 steps. Still, no way to catch Terry. I finally messaged her and said, how can I ever catch up with her? Turns out she runs 6 miles a day. Which, believe you me, puts everyone else at a huge disadvantage, but I am trying to do my 10,000 steps. And sometimes I turn on the music and I dance around. Or the other thing that I've been doing the last few days is reading. I have learned to walk and read. And I do a circle around kitchen, dining room, really quilting, sewing room, you know, my front area, the front L, the front hallway, and then by the bathroom and then back into the kitchen. And I've discovered that one ran is like 25 steps. So, you know, anyway, but I never thought I could walk and read before. I've watched Jack do it many times, so there you have it. But yeah, so that is how I'm getting my steps in. But I do have the music on to kind of propel me, and sometimes I just dance around. And Travis looks at me like, "What in the world are you doing?" And how can I explain? He's a dog; he doesn't understand. But yes, so Pandora. Steps. I keep losing my train of thought. Oh, but that's how. So one of my stations is Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Now I don't know if you know her or not, and she's someone I have heard of, but didn't really know who she was. And then somewhere, I don't know where. I don't think it was on Facebook. I ended up posting it on Facebook, so it must have been in some article I was reading. There was this great video, and it was Sister Rosetta Tharpe. And like, you know, 1963 in London. So she's African American. She's originally from Arkansas, I think, and then she and her mother moved to Chicago, part of the Great Migration, and was a gospel singer. But eventually, I think, I know, I'm still learning about her. I've gotten interested in her, but it all started with this video. So she was a gospel singer, and then kind of became sort of Saturday night, Sunday morning kind of singer, you know, where you go out and sing in the bar Saturday night, and then you go sing in church Sunday morning. But in this video I saw, it's again, it's early 1960s, it's London, and she is, I mean, it's England, I can't say this, London, and she is at a train station. There is an audience of young people on the hill across the tracks from her. So she's apparently, for some reason, I don't know why she's performing there, but she is. It's been set up, people know she's coming. And she walks along, and she's carrying an electric guitar. And there's a man walking with her. And then she sets up her guitar and she starts playing it. And at this point, she looks like she's maybe in her 50s. She is dressed like a well-dressed church woman of the 50s. And she starts wailing on this electric guitar, singing Didn't It Rain, which is a gospel song, to the best of my knowledge. And she's amazing. And she's a great guitar player. So I just am really, and I have waiting for me her biography, which is called Shout, Sister Shout, because I'm just fascinated by her. Because, you know, that's such a, I mean, this is a time too, and actually I need to go check and see what year that video was made, because, you know, some people were playing guitar, but I think that was still, you know, a pretty folky period. I mean, Buddy Holly and the Beatles were playing electric guitars, so. But women weren't playing electric guitars, to my knowledge. If women were playing guitars, they were folkies playing acoustic. So I'm just like, just who is she? And what's she doing playing that guitar? And she can sing. So that is one of my radio stations. And looking at pictures of her online, she's just great looking, and there are a lot of cool pictures. I thought that would be, see, that's what I would love to do, is like a quilt, a small quilt, like with her, doing a picture of her. I'm like, well, how do you do that? How do you do that? And I need to learn. But what I did today is I printed off this picture I like of her playing guitar, and it's just sort of the top, her from the waist up, kind of leaning back, and she's smiling. And I printed it out, and then I traced it, and I traced it in several parts, so to actually make layers. And it's a fairly simple picture. And I'm very pleased with my tracings. I think they look good. And then I scanned them and then printed them at 127%. And then brought them in to my room, to my sewing area, and started working with my seam to seam, whatever that is, my fusible web adhesive stuff. And I've been trying to do the guitar. And I like my drawing of the guitar, but that's really hard to do. And I kind of feel like, why are you trying to do this? Because, because you're trying to make it look like a drawing or a painting or a photograph, in which case you need to give the guitar dimension, which means shading. And I'm almost got it, but I mean, I've done so many different tries to get this guitar right. And I think wow, maybe doing a guitar your first time out, trying to do your own pattern and trying to make it look three-dimensional, maybe you should have done something easier. I'm like, well, I was gonna do a shoe. I had that already, but I don't have my shoe yet. But it's still, so yeah, so I'm playing, which I'm trying to do a little bit more of, and I'll get better, because everything, you get better with practice. And if I make any progress, I kind of see myself. I don't know when I'm going to post this. It's Tuesday, maybe Thursday. I guess possibly tomorrow. I don't know. Why do I even discuss it? Because I never do what I say I'm going to do. But if I make any progress, I'll take a picture so you can see what I'm doing. But I am interested in this. If you have any advice, particularly books, I'm also very, right now I'm doing a lot of, well, I'm not doing, but I'm not buying books. So I need to do interlibrary loans. And in fact, I'm so excited. My first interlibrary loan book is in. I'm going to pick it up tomorrow. It's about pioneers in 1844. Because I just, I when I see what I typically would have done, I don't know why I was thinking about pioneer life, but it's always interested me. And what typically I would have done is gone to Amazon and tried to find, you can find good books for $4.99, and you add on the $4 shipping and $8.99. It's not that much, except when you do it a lot. So I thought, instead of buying this book, I will do an interlibrary loan. And I think I put in my request 3 weeks ago, so it took 3 weeks to get the book, but it is there. Very exciting. But there's some books that looked good. Let me see, I actually wrote this down because I'm going to do interlibrary loan, and then I can tell you who the teacher is. Wendy Butler Burns. So one is called Photo Album Quilts. Oh, and then the one that also looked good to me, Photo Inspired Art Quilts from Composition to Finished Piece, and that is by Lenny Levinson Wiener. So if you are familiar with those books, let me know what you think, or if you have in your library something, some books you think that would be helpful for me in terms of I know, why can't I just go out and buy an applique pattern? I don't know. I don't know, because I like doing things the hard way, so I am. All right, I think that's it for now. Who knows when I'll be back, but soon, I hope, with many interesting things to say. I'll talk to you later. Quilt Diary Day 3. It is Friday, February 7th, 2014. This is going to be a quick update. I may get the episode posted tonight. If not, then this weekend. Anyway, let me tell you where I am. Have made a decision on my Irish chain, my red and white Irish chain. I'm going to bind it with white fabric. Not only because I am feeling like I'm never going to find the matching red, but also I've been looking at it and I think white is right for this. I think it's going to work. And you know what? If it doesn't work, it's just binding. It's easy enough to take off and try something else. But so that is my plan, and that will be one of my projects this weekend. Another project should probably be starting to mess around with the mosaic quilt, which means cutting out a lot of white squares and then finding a big space that Travis will not walk over so I can spread out all these squares and see what order to put them in. I'm not sure. I think I have more kind of light than dark, but I like the idea of sort of a dark to light kind of arrangement, and we'll see if I can do that. I, of course, can make more blocks if I need to make that happen. So the other thing is I've done a little applique picture. It's not a quilt because I've not quilted it or done anything other than do a silhouette of Sister Rosetta Tharpe and her guitar. And it was hard to do, as I think I talked about, the guitar in particular. So this is very simple, and I'll do something else with the picture, but right now it is what it is, and I'm just looking at it and going, okay, I'm glad I kind of got to this stage with it. I realized after I put it together, I've given Sister Rosetta Tharpe a batik dress, a very pretty sort of yellow and pink batik dress, and then I've put her on a pink, darker pink background, and it would all be fabulous, except that I realized after I ironed Sister Rosetta onto the pink background that there's actually a batik, sort of a darker batik spot right up by her shoulder that blends in with the pink background in a way that's not too bad. It's unfortunate, but you know, I'm just practicing. I am playing. I'm like the playful quilter. That's what I'll change this to. No, I won't. Anyway, but I'm excited. I'm excited, and I did order a book. And you know, I am Miss Frugality, as you know, as we all know, just Miss Frugal. I'm looking at my book so I can tell you what it is. I think I've deleted it on my Amazon thingies. Yes, so I am Miss Frugality, and I've not been buying magazines or books. Well, you know, yesterday I bought a gardening magazine, The Urban Gardener, but it's got a big long article about mulch. I know, and I probably could have found that all online. I know, but I had a really good week at the grocery store, so I kind of felt like I could get one little magazine. But in general, do you know, I didn't go to Target once in January, and I've been keeping score. I have my January 2013, how much I spent, and January 2014, and I spent almost $400 less this January. And last year in February, I spent a whole lot of money for a very short month, and a lot of it at Target. So I'm going to see if I can go a whole nother month without going to Target. And I think February 2014, the difference between this and February 2013 is going to be amazing. It's exciting. Anyway, I bought a book. All right, I bought a book. Sue me. I did, but I also got a couple writer gigs. So I thought, I can do one book. But let me tell you what my book is now that I'm done justifying it. Like, I had to justify to you buying a book. It is a photo-inspired art quilt from composition to finished piece. I believe I mentioned that in the last quilt diary. So that is what I'm getting. It's coming tomorrow. It's also kind of a little bit of a reward. I am going tomorrow to Goldsboro, which is an hour and a half southeast of here, to do a presentation on my book, Shooting the Moon. Shooting the Moon has turned out to be, in terms of community reads, a really good book, because what happens is, especially around military communities, and when you get to the eastern part of North Carolina, you have a lot of military communities. They read the adults read something like The Things They Carried or some Vietnam era or some book about Vietnam, and then the kids can read Shooting the Moon. So yay! And then they call me and say, will you come and talk about your book? And I say, yes, for this much money, I will. Anyway, so I'm doing that, and then the man's cousin, John, who's delightful. I really like him. He's a nice guy. He lives there. He and his family just moved to Goldsboro. He is a Southern Baptist minister. He really is. He's one of the man's favorite cousins. He's a little bit younger. We were trying to figure out last night how old John is. He may, he's probably in his mid-30s. But he called. He said, "Oh, well, we know you're coming town, and we'd like to invite you to lunch over to our house after the reading at the library," which is so nice. It's so lovely, and it's, this Christian hospitality and Southern hospitality. And I've known John now for a long, long time, and I do very much like him. And at the same time, if you're like me, after an event, where a 2-hour event where you're talking and interacting, I'm just like, I just want to get in my car and go home. I know, I'm so whatever, but I'm truly pleased and happy about the invitation. And at the same time, I decided, well, I have to go to lunch at John's, so I'm getting myself a book. That sounds so terrible, but it's just, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm an introvert, and I, again, John, great guy, but I don't know him that well, and I don't know his wife at all. And so it's going to be sort of an hour of small talk after 2 hours of performing. And yeah, so I bought a book. It's going to be here tomorrow when I get home. Yay! And I'm excited about it. Actually right now, so it's Friday after lunch, and so I worked all morning on my presentation that I'm doing tomorrow, and pretty much have that set. And so I thought I'm going to have an artsy craftsy afternoon. And I am in currently tracing a copy of a painting that I got out of a magazine a while ago. It's by Brian Keeler. It's just a street scene. It's just buildings and a road, and it's very, I like how it looks. I've had it up on my wall for a while. And I am learning how to do this. I'm really, really hoping that I'll learn a lot more from this book, which got very good reviews. It's got 22 reviews. They're all 4 and 5 stars. It comes with the DVD. And, so anyway, so I'm hoping it's going to tell me a lot about how to do this, because I'm interested in doing it and learning. And yes, so I've got my light box, I've got this photocopy of this painting and a piece of tracing paper, and here we go. So that is what's next on my agenda, becoming an artist. Thank you very much. I'm now leaving the building. I am going to leave the building, or at least leave this audio recorder and get back to work. So if you go to the website, which you may have done already, you will see the finished circle of geese and some examples of the quilting, as well as my sister Rosetta Tharpe picture. If you've got ideas about what to do next with that, let me know. I would love to have your input. If you are an art quilter of any sort, give me some ideas for other books that I can get. I'm also, big into the interlibrary loan thing, and so I can do books through interlibrary loan too. All right, I'm going to finish up now. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you are giving yourself time to do the work you need to do. I'll do my best to do the same. Talk to you soon. Bye.